Extremely fragile and dangerous. That's how the chief of the UN's nuclear watchdog has described the situation at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant in Ukraine. Rafael Grossi fears increased fighting around the facility could lead to a nuclear accident. And he's laid out plans to the UN Security Council on ways to keep it safe. Kristin Salumi reports.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency presented his plan to avoid the release of radioactive materials from the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant to a divided Security Council. The plant, Europe's largest, has been under Russian control since March of last year, but primarily staffed by Ukrainian technicians. Grossi called for no attacks to be launched from or against the plant, and said it should not be used as a storage base for heavy weapons or troops. He also said the plant's one source of power, crucial to preventing fuel rods from overheating, had to be protected. Russia, for its part, accused Ukraine of shelling the plant.
The plant has never seen any heavy weapons or its ammunitions placed on its territory, nor is there any military personnel present at the power plant that could be used to carry out an attack from the facility.
While Ukraine and its Western allies said Russia had no right to be there in the first place.
These principles must be complemented with the demand of full demilitarization and deoccupation of the station.
The Security Council took no action on Grossi's plan, and neither Russia nor Ukraine directly endorsed it. Each blamed the other for putting Zaporizhzhia at risk. But Grossi said he had engaged with officials from both countries at the highest levels.
The important thing is that the minimum common denominator, which are these basic five principles, have been widely supported and there was no voice opposing them. This is very important. This indicates that what we are saying is something no one has a contradictory view.
And he vowed his team on site will continue monitoring the plant for adherence to these principles. Kristin Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.
A fire broke out at an oil refinery in southern Russia. The local governor says it's likely been hit by a drone attack. It comes after Moscow saw several drone strikes on residential buildings on Tuesday. Russia has accused Ukraine of terrorist activity. Barbara Ngoppa reports.
For some, this was the moment Russia's war in Ukraine hit home. Residents in a wealthy suburb west of Moscow were woken to a large-scale drone attack. Russian President Vladimir Putin said it was an attempt to terrify Russians after Moscow hit strategic sites in Ukraine.
As you know, the Kyiv regime has chosen a different path, the path of attempts to intimidate Russia and its citizens and strikes on residential buildings. This is, of course, a clear sign of terrorist activities.
Russia says 8 drones were launched in the attack, but it was able to shoot down 5 and disable 3. Moscow's mayor says there's some minor damage, but no one was seriously hurt.
The Kyiv regime has crossed all boundaries. I would like to see some work by our authorities to find the people who launched the drones. Because they are here. Clearly, these drones did not come from Ukraine.
Investigators say they'll find out who sent them and from where.
The emergency services are working on the ground. Investigators and forensic experts are also there. The perpetrators of this crime will be identified.
Ukraine's been preparing a counter-offensive against Russia for months, but it's denied any involvement in the drone attacks. Barbara Ngoppa, Al Jazeera.